All right. It is about 36 minutes after 7 o'clock. You've got it tuned to KHUM. If you were listening to Happy Trails a few weeks back, you'll recall I had Sean Swanson from River Life Foundation on, and I was talking about how the Dennis Wendt Memorial Trail was underway. Well, we are now on the precipice of that getting ready to open up, and Sean is joining us back here in the studio. How are you doing, Sean?
I'm really good. Thank you for having me this morning.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So tell us about your progress.
So, yeah, it's really exciting. We've gotten 1,060 yards of gravel down on the first phase of the Dennis Wendt Memorial Trail, which runs from behind Ready Rants in Fortuna, which is by the auction yard, and it goes to Palmer currently. We've cleared the brush. We've taken the majority of the negative activity out of there and built this beautiful trail for folks to walk, and you can see the river. And we've also gotten it mowed back where you can now see the boxcars that were placed in there to help stop the erosion.
Oh, really?
So, yeah, it's my understanding that the boxcars were placed there there was a derailment by Ferguson's Feed Store, and they cut the trucks off them, and they placed them in the river probably 72, 73 is my understanding. I haven't
really
got an exact amount when there's a number on the one box car, and I'm still doing history on it, trying to figure it out exactly. So it's just kind of a cool ad. And also, when we were down there, there is an otter that lives right there, so I've gotten to see him multiple times.
Oh, fantastic. Now, when is the official opening?
So the official opening is going to be this Saturday from 12 to 3. And we will have the ribbon cutting. We had to move it a little bit to coordinate with some other events in Fortuna. It's going to be at 12:30 instead of 1 like we had planned. So we'll be doing it at 12:30, the ribbon cutting. We're going to have hot dogs, hamburgers, chips, bottles of water, everything. Oh, also a bounce house, which was donated by Jeremy Stanfield I cannot remember. Oh, my goodness. Anyways, made sure that we had a bounce house, and so it's really exciting for the kids, and so it's going to be a real family-friendly event.
So 12:30 Saturday, exactly where?
We're going to be at 357 Main, which is right across the street from Double D Steaks, right as you come off the Main Street exit when you come into Fortuna, and we'll have live music, and it's just going to be a good family-friendly time, a great time to show the community that we want this area back, and it's just time for it to change.
So about how long is this trail?
The trail currently right now is 7/10 of a mile from the gate behind Ready Rents to the gate at Palmer.
Okay, and you've got plans to extend it.
We have big plans. So eventually the trail is going to go all the way to Fernbridge, so it'll go in two phases, and then there's talks of even going possibly even further, and we might even go to Lolita Trestle. We'll see what happens.
Wow. Now, at this point, it is a gravel trail, correct?
It is gravel, and as far as I'm concerned, it should remain gravel because mm-hmm. it's so close to the river. We think that the least impact on the environment is the best
It's good for walking. Is it appropriate for biking on?
It's getting more and more packed. I would definitely say that a mountain bike is definitely easy on it. Now a road bike, that's probably a little different. It's not quite road bike ready. We didn't run a compactor on it or anything. We just placed the gravel in with a skip loader, and so it's right at the same height as the rails. So we've used the rails. So you have the old with the new. So it's just nice, and it's just we're letting nature compact it.
Okay, and it goes along the old rail line there.
Yep.
So. And, of course, I imagine this will become part of the Great Redwood Trail as it develops.
Well, I guess I'm a step ahead of it.
Yes, you are.
I'm a step ahead of it. You know, Dennis Wendt came to me in 2017, and there was a lot of fires. There was a lot of negative activity going on in that area. And he asked me, he said, could he do to help me change what was going on there? I've been cleaning that area for 10 years. And, you know, we were both frustrated at that point. And I said, Dennis, I don't know what we could do. In February of that, of 2017, I cleaned up 28,000 pounds of trash. February of 2019, I cleaned up 500. So it's definitely taken away a lot of the negative activity that's gone on in that area. So the main thing is to get ourselves out there and show that, you know, the negatives needs to stop and we need positive in that area. And it's just, it's such a beautiful part of the town. I remember back in high school, back in the early 80s, everybody would go fish off the boxcars and, you know, it was just a great spot. And it's just time to take it back.
Well, it, yeah, you've shown me some good pictures of how things are looking. It looks like it is really coming along. And you've had a lot of donation involved.
I've had a lot of donations. Mercer Fraser has extremely helped out with a lot of gravel, Eureka Ready Mix, Wink Construction, Tony Leonardo with Moen. There's been a lot of blessings that have come to this area. A lot of people want to see this change. You know, and Wink Construction was gracious enough to give me 3 months off. I went to them and asked them, and I told them, I said, I can't do both. And I said, I need to take the time off. And my time is coming to an end here for being off, and I've actually worked harder doing this trail than I probably have at work. So,
nice vacation.
Yeah, nice vacation. So I'll probably need one after this. So.
I'll bet.
Yeah.
Well, Sean, thanks so much, and of course, we're all fans of the River Life Foundation as well.
Thank you very much.
And. Again, the ribbon cutting is at 12:30, and it's coming up this coming Saturday, right there, right when you get off of Main Street, and you just look for the crowd, I guess.
Yep, come out and show yourself friendly, very family friendly event. Like I said, Bounce House Landmark Realty. There we go.
There you go, and some yummy things to eat too.
Yep,
absolutely.
Yep, Humboldt grass fed beef.
Mm-hmm.
Bob's Footlong Short Dogs, and yep, it's going to be good.
All righty. Thank you so much for coming in this early hour to tell us about that. Really appreciate that.
Thank you very much.